Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning this Mishnah and Simin Ches if Yudal Shem 24 Yud Ches Adar Beis Tashin Pei Beis. We're discussing the halachas of tzitzis. We're towards the end of Simin Ches, chapter 8, number 14, and the discussion here is a practical one. In Pasha Talisai, person takes off his talis. Afilo Hayadaita Lachzor Ulis Ativ by Miyad, even though he has intention to put it back on right away. Sarich levarich, he has to make a new bracha. Kishiyachzu v'yisatif boy, when he wants to go put it back on. So we're discussing here, taking off your talis, putting your talis back on. Do you make a new bracha? Going to the basic kisa, going to the restroom. Do you make a bracha when you come back and you put in your talis? What happens when sometimes you have hagba, and the sefer Torah, you have to reach up to go get it, and the person's talis is one of those oily taluses, you know, the type that you're swimming the whole time during davening, always trying to fix your talus. As soon as they fix the right side, the left side falls down, right? The whole day, people are fighting with their talus. Anyway, this person picks up his hands to go get the Sefer Torah. Then, after he takes out the Sefer Torah, gives it, the rabbi is giving him a present. It's a talus. So now, does he make a new bracha? His talus fell off. These are very practical cases. And we're going to see that, oh, what about sleeping? What about going to the mikveh Erev Shabbos? Where those who go to the mikveh and, you know, in the morning, but that's not such of a shayla, also much because sometimes before davening even. But let's say Erev Shabbos, you go to the mikveh, do you take off your talus, your tzitzis, do you make a new bracha when you put on your tzitzis again? That's another shayla, okay? So the Mechaber says, let's learn this thing first, okay? The Mechaber says, if you take off your talus in Pasha Tel Yisoy, even if afilo hayadait lachzor lisatev miyad, excuse my voice, I apologize. Even if your intention is to put it all back on right away, tzarich levarich, you have to go back and make a new bracha kishayachzor v'isatev boy. Says the Rama, v'yesharim she'em levarichin. And the Rama says, minig Ashkenaz is not to make a new bracha when you put it back on. Why? Im hayadait lachzor lisatev boy. If you had intention to put it back on, you would not make a new bracha when you take it off and then put it back on. Now, some explain that this that the Rama says, he just said, that if you have intention to put it back on and you take it off, it's only if you're still wearing a talis katan. But if you're not wearing a talis katan, then you would have to make a new bracha. And that is our minhag, that if you're wearing a talis katan, if you have intention to take off your talis and put it back on, then you would not make a new bracha. So we have the Mechaber. Mechaber says you do make a new bracha. We have the Rama says you do not make a new bracha. And now we see the Mishnah to clarify in Sif Katan Lamed Vav on the bottom of the page, number 36, Sif Katan Lamed Vav. Tzarich Levarach. The Mechaber told us that when you take off your talis, even if your intention is to put it back on afterwards, lisatif by miyad, immediately, right after you took it off, sarach levarach, you have to make a new bracha. And the Mechaber in the Mishmur says, afilu nishol of talis katan. And the Mishmur says, even if you still are wearing a talis katan, in Sif Katan Lamed Vav, the Mishmur says, even if you still wear your talis katan, what's the even? Because we saw in the Ramah, and the Rama said, because even if you wear your talis katan, you do not make a new bracha. So you see, the Mechaber and the Rama say two different points over here. Ba'afilim takeif nisatif boy v'loshinu mekoyim eklal bin time. So it says, even if afilim takeif nisatif boy, immediately nisatif boy v'loshinu mekoyim eklal bin time, and you do not change your location, which you discussed in the previous page about a hefsik and shinu makom, a changing location. Da'apshito gufo hu hefsik hu bezeh. Because taking off your talus is the hefsik. The Mechaber says taking off your talus is the hefsik, and therefore you would have to make a new bracha. Let's just take a look early in Sif Kolam and Aleph, which we spoke about last week. Fine. So this Sif Kolam Rav explains the Mechaber that he tells us you have to make a new bracha if you take off your talus. And he's explained the reason is because that taking it off, even if you're wearing a talis katan, that is your hefsik. If you create a hefsik, then you have to make a new bracha when you put it back on. And that's according to the Mechaber, the Sfardim.
But if it falls off?
Okay, so what I'll tell you is, I'll give you the answer now, but we're going to see later on. We'll see, Mr. Shem. An example I gave when you're, let's say, going to Psicha, which I've seen too many times, and that if the whole entire talus falls off, and even see if even just the majority of it falls off, you would have to make a new bracha. You have to make a new bracha. You have a question, sir?
Yeah.
All the way in the back, on the left corner? Yes. The question that Baruch is asking here is that sometimes when you wear a talis, it's just like a minute to wear the talis at the time, let's say take it out the Sefer Torah. So therefore, if your talis falls off, why should you have to make a new bracha on it? So we're talking two different things here.
Especially for, let's say...
Let me just address that right away. We're talking two different things here. One is like this. One is Kovrat Tzibur talis. Kovrat Tzibur talis, you don't make a bracha in the first place. So you're not going to make a bracha if it falls off, because never made a bracha in the first place. That's not what we're discussing here. We're talking here, Shachris, Shabbos, during the week, you're wearing your talis, your talis. You made a bracha on your talis. Now you go. I know in Aron Kodesh that you literally have to step into it. You have to put your foot higher up. Then if the Sefer Torah they want you to take out is on the second shelf, you're like reaching, like literally, pick up your arms over your head. And then you have to go over the other Sefer Torah, whatever. It's a big what to do. If your talis falls off, in that case, that's the scenario we're talking about, that the place is going to say you have to make a new bracha. Because the reasons we're going to be seeing is, oz de lo ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah left. Your talis fell off. Your talis fell off. The mitzvah is gone. So now you want to put it back on. What people usually do, they get all flustered. You know, first of all, you're in front of 50 people, 300 people, 500 people. So the Rav gives you the talis that you just dropped. So you quickly put it back on. And then you see he whispers the person something. He's not telling him he did such a great job. He's telling him, you should make a new bracha on your talis. That's usually what he's telling the person. Now, but you're already wearing the talis. So how do you make a new bracha if you need Oivir Lasiyasan? Because you have to make the bracha and then do the action. So in that case, we explain that you're what? You mimashish the tzitzis. You move it around a little after you make the bracha. And then it's as if you just put it on and did the action after the fact. Let's. The question was, you have to do ituf. Ituf is to wrap your. Technically speaking, you really should be throwing the talis over your shoulder without hitting anybody behind you, of course, as we discussed. You technically should, but the problem is that usually the person puts the talis back on right there, you know, by the aron, and then he puts it on right away, like regularly, and then as he's walking down, he's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, really, but. To do ituf right on top of everything, it's a little, you know, confusing and a little embarrassing. Just to repeat that question, if the chaz himself is the one who, sometimes it happens also, his talis falls off. And so he would make the bracha after, I would suggest, after he puts down the Sefer Torah on the bima, as to not, you know, cover the tzibur, not to keep everybody waiting for that. Okay. Sifkat Lamed Zayin, the Ramah told us, V'yesh Oimrim, Shame of Arachim. The Rama told us that there are those that say you do not make a new bracha. Aim of Arachim. Okay? So now, the Mishruah says in Sifka Lamed Zayin, Afilo im be'esa pshita, even if at the time when you took off your talus, loy nisho lov talus katan, you were not wearing talus katan. V'chein pasku achorinim. And this is what the achorinim paskim as well. This is the Bach, the Eidus Tami, the Taz, the El Yiraba, all the Racharenim. That what? That even if you were not wearing a talus cotton, which is an interesting scenario because we all wear talus cotton, but even if you were not wearing talus cotton, afilim be'esav shita loy nisho lov talus cotton, v'chein pasku achoyin, that you don't make a new bracha. V'tam ha'yeshoimahu, what's the reason of this year? I mean, to kevon de be'esav shita ha'yedai to take if lolovsha. Since when you took off the talus, your intention was to put it back on right away. At the time you took it off, your intention was to put it back on right away. Even if you change your locations, which we discussed in the previous shir, that shinui makom, changing your location, creates a hefsek and would require you to make a new bracha. So he says, in this case, you would not have to.
What would be the case of shinui makom?
Leaving your room and going next door to the shul. Let's say
next door to leaving the building.
Yeah,
shinamakom,
just like by a bracha. By a bracha is also shinamakom.
Leaving the room doesn't constitute the
leaving the room to next the no. So we learned leaving this room to go like to the base medrash over there next door, that wouldn't be requiring a new bracha. Generally not. Generally not.
But when can it happen when you have a talit gadol but you don't have a talit
gadol? Yeah, it's an interesting case. It's a very strange case. It's not so common, like we said, because you're generally going to be wearing a talis katan. But he's saying that even if the chiddush is that even if you're not wearing a talis katan, he's saying that the halacha would still be. What do we say here on top? I feel in be'ez apshita lo initial of talis katan that you were still not making the bracha. Okay, that's his point, to bring out the strength of the halacha. He back in Sifkat Lamed Zayin number 37. So what's an example of Shini Makom here? You're in shul, you need the restroom. So what do? If it's Shabbos, you take off your tiles. If it's weekday, take off your tiles and fill in. This is not such a big hefsek. Right. Why? Because he went back. He came back. He put on the same tiles afterwards. He didn't create such a big hefsek. Now, he says that it's not similar to the case of tefillin. In regards to tefillin, the impasha tefillin that died to the conness of Besakisei, have you have Sekhalideza? If a person takes off his tefillin, he's middle of davening, he needs to use the bathroom. He takes off his tefillin, he comes back, he makes a new bracha. Makes a new bracha. So the question is, what's the difference? Why is it, why the tefillin is making the bracha? But the talis, he doesn't make a new bracha. So the Mishnah addresses this and he says, the shiny also in that case is different by the tefillin. Kevin, the Beis Akisei, is also a tefillin. Have you asked the gum? So here's a story. You can't bring the tefillin, and we'll learn more details specifically about this, but in the Beis Akisei, in the restroom, where a person needs to defecate, you need to use the restroom and sit down, have a bowel movement. You can't bring the tefillin in that place. To relieve past water, from the letter of the law, we're going to see that might not be the biggest problem. So he's talking over here. We don't do it, though. We don't do that. Okay. Yeah, we don't do that. So if you see somebody wearing his tefillin is going to the restroom, please remind him that that's not what we do today. We'll see more details about that. But just to clarify, by talis, he says, "Ma'ashenkim betalis the medina einay osir." From the letter of the law, the Mishmur says that a talis is not osir from the letter of the law. It's just that we don't wear talis rak the ein enoch lasus kain. It's just that it's not appropriate to do so to wear the talis in the bathroom. Al kain lo yavi hefsek al deza. Therefore, it's not a hefsek through this, through what? For a person to take off his talis. Why? Because when you take off your talis, why do you take off your talis? Because you went to the bathroom. Very nice. Did you have to? Halachically, the answer is no. So if you halachically didn't have to, then when you come back to put it back on, why are you making the bracha? You say, well, it was a hefsek. I mean, you did not make a hefsek. By tefillin, you went to the restroom and you came back and you couldn't put on, you couldn't bring your tefillin to the bathroom. So that's why you have to make a nebracha by tefillin.
Which one?
Which one what? Well, that's when we learn how to tefillin, I'll answer your question. I want to make sure you come back in the next 3 months, okay? So that's why I'm not answering your question now, okay? Now, but by talis, which we're discussing hilchas tzitzis and siman ches right now, by talis you do not make a new bracha when it comes to taking it off to go to the restroom and then come back.
Isn't there an element that
we continue in the mishnah where he says vidat? It's around 6-7 lines up, the last word on the line vidat. Din be'esap shita loy hayyadai to lil boy shmiyad. Let's say when you took off your talis, took off your tzitzis, you did not have intention to put it back on right away. Even though after the fact you changed your mind, meaning that originally you did not have intention to put it on back right away, and then 2 minutes later you changed your mind and you put it back right on. Let's give an example. It's Yom Kippur, and they have some shuls give a break, right? Most shuls give a break Yom Kippur. So you think, you figure, you know what? You're going to walk home, take off your talis. And you walk to the door, you have no idea it was pouring rain. You're like, I'm not out for this. You're not walking home in the rain. You come back, And you figure, okay, you're going to stay here. You put your towels back on. So in this case, you have to make a new bracha. It was 2 minutes. It was 1 minute. But it's the mindset. It's the attitude of your mind. Meaning what? Your intention was, as soon as you took it off, when you took it off, I'm going home now. So I'm mivato my mitzvah. I'm stopping my mitzvah. Okay? I'm stopping my mitzvah. I'm giving, by the way, I'm not saying you do make a new bracha or don't make a new bracha on Yom Kippur. I'm not getting into that now because that's actually a different question. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give an example of a scenario where you took it off with intention to keep it off and then you change your mind and you want to put it back on right afterwards. So in that case, he's saying, V'dadim be'esab shita, loy hoya daita lul boish miyad. You did not have intention to put it back on right away. Rak achers ezes man, only after a certain time. And we have to know how to define ezes man. That's a bit of a question in the Paiskin here. It doesn't say how much is ezes man. We're going to discuss that, Nitzashem. Afsha acher ka chozav nesatev by miyad, even though afterwards, chozav nesatev by miyad, you went back and you put it on right away. L'kuli yalma. Everyone agrees. Tzorich lachzu ulavaruch. You have to go back and make a new bracha. Va'afilim nisha lov talis kadan. Even if your talis kadan is still on you. Why? The take of shepashtoi ozel ha-mitzvah. Because immediately, as soon as you took it off, ozel ha-mitzvah. You lost the mitzvah. The take of shepashtoi. As soon as you took it off, ozel ha-mitzvah. That's what we said earlier. But just like when your talis falls off of you, like let's say middle damish v'nesrei. Let's say middle damish v'nesrei. Now, let's say damish v'nesrei and talis falls off. It could be difficult. It is difficult. You really shouldn't bend down and pick it up. You should try to focus on the fact that the reality is you're talking to Hashem. Let's say something falls out of your pocket in the middle of a conversation with Lahadu and Kosh L'chol, the most chosh of a person that you could think of in the world. Okay, you're not gonna like bend down and pick up that Kleenex or your phone that fell out of your pocket in the middle of a conversation. You're standing, you're not gonna do that. Even if a sitter fell down, really you shouldn't. Unless you partially can't concentrate because a sitter falls down. Then that's the one reason to pick it up. So here too, initial of talis katan, the tekef shepashtei ozdala mitzvah. As soon as you took it off, ozdala hamitzvah, the mitzvah is gone from you. V'adil ha'pich, so to the other way around. In be'ez hapshito, if when you took it off, ha'yadaita lulbush miyad, your intention to put it back on right away. Meaning what? Let's give an example. You're in shul, you need the restroom. So you go out, use the restroom, you come back from the restroom, you don't make a new bracha, like we just said, because your intention when you took it off was to put it back on. But then, what happens if your intention was to put it back on, v'achakach nishto eizes man desich daitoy, gam bezel ukulim atzorech lachzul avarech. Even in this case, you'll have to make a new bracha. What's the case once again? The case is, originally your intention was to do what? Was just to go out to the restroom, and then to go put it back on right away. But after you came out from the restroom and you washed your hands, you're a doctor, for example, and someone asked you a question, you push it, had to help that person right there, and you mesir das for the next 20 minutes from going to put on your talis. In that case, oz de la mitzvah, you mesir das. You took your mind off of it. You had to help that person. You're a tzala person. You're a tzala, and you had to go help the person. Ozdala mitzvah, the mitzvah left from you. So then therefore, you have to make a new bracha. Let's just finish the sentence. Afilu imnisha lov talis katan. He says, even in this case also, if you're still wearing your talis katan. Let's see here, Sivkat Lamed Ches. Sivkat Lamed Ches, dafka kishenisher, the second part of the Ramah said, it's dafka kishenisher, it's only if you left this talis cotton on you, that's when you would he says, that's when you would not make in the bracha. But if you didn't have your talis cotton on, then you would have to make in the bracha. Yeshem, once again, let's read the Ramah from again. Yeshem, she'im evarichin im ha'yedaita lachzul satif boy. So the Ramah, second part of the Ramah is saying, it's only if you have your talis cotton also, which is the norm, as Rabbi Pinchas was saying. Why else? What's that case, right? It's not really so common. Take a look at Sifkot Lamed Ches. Number 38 in the Mishnah, number on the bottom, last line of the page. Achrein the Pasku, Kahayish Erm Hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us that Achorinim, they pass it like this, Yesh Oimrim. That you have to be wearing your talis katan, and then you would not make a new bracha. Ach, however, the maski the hayesh oim hazeh le'ayri rakish a posha talis hoya bestam. That's only a case when you took off your talis bestam. Bestam means without any specific kavana. It might take it off for a long time, short time. You just took it off without anything in mind. Therefore, l'chein amrinan the im nishur alav talis katan. So the Mishnah explains if you're still wearing your talis katan, a dain lo yisiach daichim in the mitzvah. This is the main point over here. You weren't a siach das from the mitzvah. You didn't take your mind off of the mitzvah. The concept, the idea of wearing your talis katan is telling me that I'm still connected to the mitzvah. So if I'm still connected to the mitzvah, I'm not going to be making a new bracha. It's not ozdol ha-mitzvah. V'im lav, mistam siach daitoi. But if I'm not wearing the talis katan, or if I... Then that means what? It means I took my mind off the mitzvah. Then I would have to make a new bracha. Alim hoya dait the beferish lachsul lov shemiyad ain't sarich lachsul lavarich yishalov shemiyad afilu im loy nishul lov talis katan. However, let's say whatever scenario you might find, the person is not wearing his talis katan, and he takes off his talis gadol and his intention is to put it back on right away. His intention is to put it back on immediately afterwards. He does not make a new bracha because his intention was, when he took it off, was to put it back on. And even if he's not wearing a talis katan, because he never was mesiach das from the mitzvah, he never took his mind off the mitzvah. So he, well, let's say that in that same exact case, he went to the restroom and then he, you know, I want to give a hechatimsa, you know, I have no idea. Let's say a person's a surgeon, and for whatever reason, he's not wearing his talis katan in the operating room, and he's davening. He's davening with his, what's it called?
Scrubs,
right? Right, he's wearing davening with scrubs. That, I just wanted to give people, you know, a case. Maybe that would be something to be, the sabres oizen, to understand the scenario.
That's a good example.
So to the other way around. That what? Loi mahani ha-talis katan. Talis katan will not help if you're wearing your talis katan, but when you took off your talis, your intention was not to put it back on right away. That's not going to help the fact that I'm wearing talis katan to say you don't make a new bracha, because it goes, what is my intention when I take this off? I don't want to put it on now. So then you would have to make a new bracha when you put it back on. V'nirei. He concludes Siv Katan Lamed Ches with the following few words, few lines. V'nirei im pasha da oisoi b'soich ha'tfilo ha'filo b'stamal ha'v'kimoish ha'pasha da oisoi al das lachzor. He says, what's the attitude, what's the mindset when a person takes off his talis during davening? What's the mindset? The mindset is to put it back on. It's the middle of davening. So therefore, you will make a new bracha. You will not make a new bracha when you put it back on. V'chein, So other way around. Now, if a person folds up his talis and puts into his talis zekel, puts into his talis bag, what is he saying to himself? He's finished. He's finished for the day. And then for whatever reason, you know, he wants to put it back on 2 minutes later, 1 minute later, he has to make him the bracha now. I'll give you just a scenario also, like, well, why would somebody, let's say he puts it off, folds it up in his talis bag, and then he realizes that he's going to a kiddush, and he wants to wear his talis because he has his thin raincoat as opposed to his winter coat. So he wants an extra layer of warmth. It's a wool talis. So after he takes it back out, he has to make a new bracha now. Even though it's 2 minutes later, because Azdal HaMitzvah. Okay. This was Sif Yud Dalit. Now, there's a whole big question over here regards to taking Talos off, making the bracha or not. I want to share with you Bir Alacha. It's exactly where you are, Tzemach, by Sifka on the right side, where it says Sifka Yud Dalit in Pasha Talisa. Okay. For those following along in the Mishnah Berurah, it's right over here. Okay. On the first page we started with today, in the right top right. Okay. In Pasha Teliso, yes. The Be'er Halacha says like this. He says, "Ayin b'mishnah brura." Take a look once again. The Be'er Halacha is also written by the Chavetz Chaim. And he says, "In Pashat, I be Mishnah Mashia Kosav." Now take a look what we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. Then take a look early in Sifkat Laman Aleph. Dahainu, the Muchach Shom. We learned earlier in Sifkat Laman Aleph. That was last this past Wednesday, Tanya Sester. Me'amagin Avram, the Bishas Abracha, Hayedaita Yishiv Shetenu. If at the time when you make the bracha, in Bishas Abracha, Hayedaita, your mindset was that even though when I take off my talis throughout the day, v'yachzav yilbashenu, and when I put it back on, right? We have the case, you're making the bracha, have a mind, right? Your kavana is that even though when you take it off, your intention is to put it back on, l'kul yama ein tzarech lachzav arech. Everyone agrees you don't have to make a new bracha. This we spoke about last week.
Yeah.
He says, v'zeh, וזהו להניס דייתי העצה הייעוץ שיוכל לוצץ בזה כל הדייס, שיחב משעס ברכה שמיצורך לפושטוי, שייחסו לבילשנו. I'm משער ישוב. Says the Be'er Halacha. He's taking this mug in the front that we spoke about last week, and he says, when you make your bracha on your talis, gadol, have this in mind as well. And it's the best thing to take care of all scenarios. That what? What should you have in mind? What's the kavana? The kavana is that if I'll be taking off my talis throughout the day, I am not going to have to make a new bracha because it's built into my day of my wearing my talis that I'm going to read the words again. My intention is I'll take it off, put it back on. Now that right away is a very good kavana to have in mind. He says the eitzah yutsa, and therefore it's going to avoid any scenarios, any problems of having to say, do I make the bracha, let's say, by the mikveh, Erev Shabbos. People go to mikveh, Erev Shabbos. They take off the talis, and want to put it, the talis cut, and you do it. You know, you put it back on again. And he says, no, have this kavana in mind. And even if you don't have it in mind, you don't make the bracha. The Shevet Levi brings in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. There's a whole discussion in the next Be'er Halacha, which we're not going to have time for now. Next, a whole discussion is in regards to how many hours is a hefsek. So this brings you to Shulchan Aruch Rav, says 2 to 3 hours. The Shevet Halevi asks a question on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says, 1 hour is not a hefsek. 1 hour is not, 2 hours is. Why not 1 hour? Why two, yes, not one? Okay, fine. Ayin Shum, take a look over there. Now, there's a general principle also we have to remind ourselves that if you're in the doubt of a bracha, Safik brachas lahakil. Safik brachas lahakil. And if you're in the doubt of a bracha, do you make a new bracha? Do you not make a new bracha? So should I make my bracha? My tzitzit? Should I not make a bracha? So the answer is safik brachas lahakil. So you don't make a bracha. There are scenarios, however, that we want to try to like avoid bringing yourself into a safik bracha in the first place. That's part of what we're discussing here. So let's just review. There are three kavanas that we have now to try to keep in mind every single morning we put in your talis. Number one, we saw this last week as well in Sif Ches, I believe. Number one, person puts on his talis, I'm coming to fulfill the mitzvah, d'oraisa, the biblical commandment that Hashem said, put on a talis, put on a four-corner garment. When I say talis, I'm synonymous with tzitzis, okay? Talis means really the beged, the garment, and tzitzis is the strings. That's number one. Number two, that the purpose is what Samach was referring to earlier. That the purpose of the tzitzis is to remind me of all the mitzvahs. Right? Somebody can wear his talis the whole entire life. And if he doesn't realize and tell himself that this is a reminder to do all the mitzvahs, he's missing a major part of the mitzvah here. Still yaitze, don't get me wrong, but he's missing a major part. And number three now, a technical kavana that the Be'er Halacha is encouraging us to have is that when I put on my talis now, my kavana is that even if I take it off, I'm going to put it back on, and therefore I won't have to make a new bracha. We'll stop here.